I'm speaking to the Guardian's Martin Chulov, who's in Benghazi, but yesterday was in Brega, where there's reports this morning of a bomb being dropped by a plane. Martin, what was your experience there yesterday, and how plausible does this sound?
Well, as we left Brega yesterday, there certainly were jets circling in a very menacing way. They did drop a bomb on a checkpoint just outside Brega, and as we hit the highway, they dropped a bomb very near us. When we returned to Benghazi, we received a phone call from a local who we'd spoken to at the hospital in Brega, who said that the city itself had been bombed last night by a jet. So this morning's reports are entirely consistent with that pattern.
And what's the sort of aftermath of yesterday in Brega? What's the fallout from that today?
It appears that the pro-Gaddafi forces, who did seize the industrial area on the outside of town yesterday morning, have retreated further up the highway to Ras Lanuf, which had been their stronghold until they advanced on Brega. The area that they had occupied was a university, a port, several factories and an old airport. There were full-scale battles there yesterday afternoon and early evening. We're having a look at the aftermath in about an hour or so once we finally reach there. I'm not yet sure whether the pro-government forces staged a tactical retreat or whether they were forced out by the large numbers of rebels that we saw heading down the highway to fight them. We'll be able to establish that later on today.
And the fact that Gaddafi forces did fall back, like you said, we're unsure exactly of the motive behind that at the moment, and the consequences of yesterday's violence, what does it mean for the situation in Libya?
It does appear to be the opening stage, the opening stanza in what is going to be a protracted campaign for central and eastern Libya here. Gaddafi has sent a signal that he's not just going to sit back there in Tripoli and consolidate what remains of Libya, that he does intend to try and re-seize the parts in which he was ousted from, and that is primarily the east. Now, equally as defiant is the rebels who ousted his forces. They say that there's no way Gaddafi or his loyalists are ever going to get back here. So battle lines are very clearly being drawn. It is looming as an opening stanza in almost a civil war here, and the next couple of days will be very interesting on both sides to see whether Gaddafi has the steel to try it on again, and whether the rebels have been emboldened by the battle overnight, and it may see them push further west to try and take Ras Lanuf.
And Benghazi has obviously been a sort of stronghold for the anti-Gaddafi forces and a key city. What's the mood like there, and what's the mood in terms of how many people are prepared to sort of fight with Gaddafi's forces, if you will?
There's a couple of training centres here and collection points for weapons, and they are very popular. There are thousands of young Benghazi men who are attending them. Many want to learn how to use the anti-aircraft defences here, which are going to be very important if Gaddafi continues to be allowed to roam the skies with his jets. If he owns the skies, you know, he can basically take a decisive role in many of the battles here. We saw the effect that jets had yesterday, and potentially this morning as well. The rebels don't have any jets, or they have these primitive anti-aircraft guns. So despite that, there is a very strong will, a strong motivation, a determination amongst the rebels here and many of Benghazi's young men to actually join up and to head to the front line. And it's shaping is something that's going to take quite a while to play out.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that, Martin, and I'm sure we'll speak to you later on.
You're welcome.